Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Appreciate you tuning in. As always, today we are talking about a better way to role play. Role play, the thing that every salesperson loves more than anything, their favorite thing, the thing that they never don't do. I'm obviously being sarcastic here. It's the thing that is very difficult to get salespeople to do. Maybe not you, and if not, fantastic. But it's got a bad rap. People like to avoid it. People like to find excuses not to do it. But it's the one thing that can, you know, really separate you from your competition. It's, you know, call it role play or just call it practicing your skills. You know, as salespeople, all we've got is what I'm doing right now is communicating, you know, our words and how we say them. That's how we help people. That's how we make money. That's how we become successful, getting better at communicating. And, you know, if you're not practicing your words, if you're not practicing the delivery of your words, then, you know, you would potentially need to question whether or not you are passionate about getting better and you want to get better. I'm going a bit too far into the importance of role play. That's not what today's about. Today's about a couple of quick tips to make role plays a little bit more accommodating, enjoyable, attractive for people to be a part of. Traditionally, when people think, from my experience, especially in real estate, people think role play, they think, you know, group sitting around a table and sort of, you know, pulling out dialogues or objections out of a box or whatever it is, or just sort of randomly hitting people under pressure and asking them questions. And I am personally not against this as one method of role playing. And I think that if the environment, if the type of salespeople that you have, the type of salespeople that maybe have experience in this level of this level of pressure and the this type of environment, then I think it can be a fantastic thing, because the whole, I guess, the principle or the thought process of, you know, if I can, or if somebody can handle answering a certain question and get good at delivering it under that sort of pressure situation, then how easy is it going to be when they're just sitting in a lounge room or standing it open for inspection? So it's like performing under a heightened sense of, an increased sense of pressure, then you could perform well, you know, when it's game time. And, you know, this is something that you see all the time in training, in sports. You know, I don't know, I'm making these examples up, I think, but they might have like two goalkeepers in soccer. So if you can score a goal with two goalkeepers, how much easier it'd be with one, or whatever it might be. They increase the environment and the difficulty of the environment. So I'm not against it, but I think a lot of people don't want to go because they don't like feeling the embarrassment, which is understandable, the nerves which they get when they're performing around other people. So I think that, you know, stepping away from this is potentially a good thing if you're struggling to motivate your team or find yourself motivated to do role play. It doesn't need to be this high pressure environment. You know, you can role play with one other person. Even if you're in groups, you can, you know, split into twos or threes and just take the pressure out of it. It's not about being perfect. It's about progress. And that's such an important message to deliver. But I think a better way to role play, and this is something that I've been experimenting with around the country, because it's very, very difficult to get offices to implement consistent role play, as a lot of salespeople don't want to be a part of it because of the extreme pressure or the pressure of it. I think a better way to approach it, if you're struggling to implement it, is to take the pressure away and to make it more fun and less, as I said, about being perfect and more about progress. And the advice that I would give you as and potentially as an individual listening to this is what you're looking for in role plays and in recording your performance and in practice is not this, you know, perfect version of you, a version of you that's better than where you're currently at. What you're actually wanting to hear is just you, like where you're currently at. And you know, honestly reflect and review that performance. And that's what you will grow from. That's what will motivate you to grow. And so it's okay to be you. Like it's actually, that's what you want to be. You don't need to go into practice and try to be better than you are. And that's where the uncomfortability and the nerves might come into it. You're trying to be something that you're not. If you just, you want an honest assessment of where you're currently at and then identify the areas to work on. There really shouldn't be too many nerves or it shouldn't be too uncomfortable when you're in that mental space. Like, I'm going to get asked a question and I'm going to answer it as best as I know how to. If I don't know the answer, then I'll write it down and work on that and get the dialogue for that and practice that. And then we can try role-playing it again in the next session. But I think, you know, whether it's in it from an individual perspective or from a leadership perspective, to take the pressure group situation away from the role plays, to break it down into much smaller groups, maybe even just pairs, and really communicate the message that this isn't about trying to be perfect. This isn't about you being trying to be anything but where you are currently at. So let's get comfortable being vulnerable with our colleagues so we can get better with our clients. Let's be comfortable being exactly where we're at, but take the pressure away so we won't feel as much potential embarrassment, or we don't feel the need to project this image of perfection. You know, work with somebody that you're comfortable with and let each other know, like, hey, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be where I'm at. And, you know, we can look at that and review that. And creating an environment which is going to be more comfortable, creating a better way to role play and to practice our skills can be the thing that helps you take your career to your next level. We are in a very undertrained, unprofessional industry in regards to practicing and working on our skills. And I know if you can find the way of role playing that you're comfortable with and that works for you, and you can step into this small percentage of agents who consistently work on improving their skills, I know you will increase your strike rate on the phone, increase your strike rate in your listing appointments. You will help more people. You will make more money. You can really fast track your success. So I hope this is helpful. Find the way of role-playing that works for you and your team, and just create an environment where you are comfortable practicing your skills. It's going to make all the difference, I promise you. I really hope this episode was helpful. If you get a chance, of course, please rate and review this podcast. Share it through social media. That's always really appreciated. I appreciate you. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.